Three junior doctors at the Chris O'Brien Lifehouse in Sydney have taken their careers in a new direction by designing and developing a new smartphone app which they think might help a lot of cancer patients. Their names are Dr. Nick Puvia, Dr. Raj Murali Ganesh, and Dr. Akshat Saxena, and I spoke to them via Skype recently. First of all, tell me about CancerAid and what it can do and how it does it.
So CancerAid is something we've been working on for about 19 months now. It's a digital health solution to improve cancer care, not just in Australia, but also globally. So we've provided an app to patients that will help with addressing that patients and carers are confused during their journey. A lot of them will feel disorganized. And 50% of patients who we treat are rural. So they're not afforded the same privileges as those who are metropolitan. So what we've tried to do is encompass those three issues within our app. So there's, you know, two main core components, which we've been in Melbourne for the last 2 weeks making our prototype, and that's been made. It's quite great. Everyone we've shown loves it.
Great.
What we're hoping to do now is actually make the app. Our rate limiting step is sourcing funding for that. We should be able to get that in the next few weeks, both from government support and also from angel investors. So we're quite confident it's going to move forward. So myself and Akshat are both now working on it full time.
So tell me, the patient's got this app. How can they personalize it for them, and what does it tell them?
It's user driven. So a patient will sit with their clinician at the initial appointment or during a follow up appointment and say, okay, the personalized information we're giving to patients is, this is your breast cancer, this is your staging of it, these are the treatment options we recommend for it, and this is what you can expect to come, and this is why. Patients will have that just simple drop-down menus, which the doctor will do with that patient, and then the patient can go home and at their own pace digest that information.
Yeah.
Instead of us bombarding them with an hour of information and that's not registering, now they can go home and have that information with them. So it's kind of like a gold standard resource, which, you know,
that's one way. The second way as well is we are integrating into softwares that hospitals have existing. And for example, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, they require multiple appointments over a period of 6 to 8 weeks, sometimes even months. By allowing an integration into a digital software, right now what happens is all that information is on a digital medium.
Yeah.
We print that piece of paper out and then we go through it. Any changes, we have to keep printing things out. It's a very manual transaction. But actually what can happen is by integrating our app into the system, you create a level where it's all digital and it's all real-time information. So if anything changes there, the patients know immediately. And they have all their journey, they have their organization, everything done through the app, and that's what we're trying to do.
Why hasn't it been done before?
So there are many cancer apps out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them are tumor-specific. So there'll be a breast cancer app, a prostate cancer app. Not many have had that good take-up. There are a few in America that actually address some of the issues that we address, but because they've been limited in their functionalities, that no one has really bought into them. One is so there's many limitations in a lot of these apps, and I think the problem and downfall with a lot of them that come out is they don't have a sustainable business model. So what we've been doing over the past few months is really getting our execution down packed before we release it, and we have access to public patients in our institution, as well as our collaboration with HCF, which we recently had investment from, gives us access to their private customers as well. So now we have a large demographic of patients where we can trial out what works, what components patients like before actually releasing it. That way our execution is a lot more meaningful than all these other apps that are coming out.
Terrific.
What we did in 2 weeks for our prototype is better than, you know, a cancer app from Ontario, which they poured $20 million into. The other thing is, cancer care, like every other part of healthcare, as you'll know, is very fragmented.
Yes.
By approaching clinicians, by approaching patient groups, by approaching peak body organizations, by approaching even the government, which we've done in this week, we're able to find the viewpoint of each one of those people who are players in the healthcare delivery. And getting their views and forming a product and getting their approval and support from each and every one of those sectors allows one product to be made. And that one product addresses the problems of each of those sectors. Mm. And therefore, the fragmentation that exists can somewhat be offset by having something that addresses the needs of every one of those groups.
So in a way, this app is almost like a patient manager.
Yeah,
exactly. A lot like it. It allows the patient to hold on to their own healthcare and then distribute eventually to who they want. That's the longer-term ambition
of it. The other thing is, I mean, this app has obvious research potential as well. I mean, you have a captive audience of patients and caregivers who have a journey that they're going to embark on. And one of the biggest things affecting cancer patients is their health-related quality of life outcomes. And both prospectively, you can assess that at various intervals, whether it be 3 months, 6 months, through electronic surveys that's sent out through the app. So, I mean, rather than having phone calls being made or sending, you know, questionnaires through the mail or people having to go through to their GP or their clinician to have these assessments done, you have a very valuable research tool that can be done prospectively just using a smartphone.
Can you see it being used for other chronic illnesses?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was just going to go and talk about. I mean, it's cross-expansible to other healthcare sectors, whether it be cardiovascular disease, musculoskeletal, diabetes, and definitely if we establish support, I mean, once we establish this application, I think that's our initiative to try and move on to other areas as well.
It seems to me that your generation of young doctors are so interested in this and we don't tap into that enough. Is that your feeling?
Very much so. I think it's not. I think medicine is a very conservative society.
Yeah.
And anything that this might sound, I really don't want to sound vindictive in saying this, but we've actually felt barriers of entry to this from our peers, perhaps, because by choosing an alternative route that's not the prescribed pathway, you sometimes don't validate what their career choices might be. But by not going down that route, you don't validate another career. And that is sometimes a bit difficult in a conservative society to accept, because the norms is to, you know, do your registrar training, get your fellowship, go overseas, come back, set up your rooms as a junior consultant, and then progress through that pathway. And something that's not on that pathway, I think medical practitioners, I think you guys might agree with me, find that quite difficult to digest.
You have a career which is stable, which pays well, and it's very hard for people to look outside that, because, I mean, it is a very stable and it keeps you comfortable. But at the same time, medical field, to me, is one which inherently warrants further investigation and further innovation, because, I mean, this is an opportunity to really improve the quality of life of patients. And without innovation, you won't be able to do that.
So, yes, healthcare professionals will have the best ideas for innovations, but, you know, based on time commitments, resources, you know, efforts, a lot of them won't, you know, follow through, pursue a lot of these avenues.
Are there more of your peers coming around to this idea of not just thinking of innovations, but then acting on it?
There are a few. There's actually a group called the kind of Junior Doctor JMO Innovations Group. And
cool.
Health Informatics. We presented at their symposium. There was about, you know, 50 doctors just from our institution that were coming along. So a lot of them are starting to embrace it. And I think hopefully if we're successful, we can kind of inspire others to do others. And that's what we kind of want to do. That's our long-term goal. We want to help nurture other healthcare professionals. You've got a great idea. Come to us.
Yeah.
We've got the experience. We'll give you the resources. We'll give you the tech team. And you can be in charge of your business as much as you want, and we'll help you grow it.